Hey, babe, I'm going grocery shopping. Is there anything you... Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I should have knocked before coming in. I'm gonna leave you with that. I'll just... What? No, no, I don't think it's bad. I just figured I startled you and you'd need to recover a bit. I mean, you rarely expect someone to barge in on you masturbating. I figure you might be a little embarrassed. No, no, you shouldn't feel embarrassed at all. It's completely normal to do this. I just want to make sure that I didn't crush your boundaries. What? Neglecting me? What do you mean? Where's this coming from? Yes, I know we haven't had sex in a while, but everything is a bit hectic at the moment, so you really shouldn't feel bad about that. Yes, I have been wondering why you haven't been in the mood, but there's a lot of stressful things happening right now, and sometimes that means we can't really focus on sexy times. I promise it's okay. I know it's not because you don't care or anything. You're not neglecting me. Hmm? That's not it? Well, if you want to talk about it, we can, or we can wait until you're ready. But I promise you, regardless what it is, you shouldn't feel bad about not wanting to have sex with me. I'd rather have you be in the mood by your own volition than you feeling obligated to have sex with me just because we're in a relationship. I love you, and not having sex for a while is not going to change that, okay? Okay. So, want to talk about it? Oh, not to sound too full of myself, but I did figure it wasn't because you weren't still attracted to me. I mean, you still want to cuddle and kiss me, so you can't exactly be repulsed by me. But seriously, what's going on? The opposite? What do you mean? You what? Okay, hold up. So you have not wanted to have sex because you thought that I'd not want to have sex with you. Why? Ugly. You're not ugly, babe. Why would you think that? Gained weight. Okay, so you have gained some weight. That does not make you ugly. You should never feel bad about gaining weight, and especially not in these times when we're all cooped up in our homes due to a pandemic.
Oh, babe, please don't say that about yourself. You know that I think you're beautiful, right?
Okay, put the vibrator away and scoot over. If you won't listen, then... There. Now, look at me. Look me in the eyes. I don't find you ugly, gross, or whatever self-deprecating adjective you can come up with. In fact, the complete opposite is true. You're wonderful and gorgeous, and I would have my hands all over you constantly if I was able to. Whenever I look at you, I become all weak in my knees and consider myself lucky to be with such a beautiful and caring person. And that's not gonna change just because you put on some pounds. I mean, would you find me less attractive or stop loving me if I became fat? No? Okay, then why do you think that would be the case with you? But I know that it's hard to shake those thoughts when they're inside your head, so I'm here to tell you to your face that they're not true. And I'm here to show you as well, if you will let me. So will you? Good. I'm glad. Now, I know that you were already doing stuff when I came in here and might in fact already be ready for me, but I think in this case I need to take my time and warm you up in my own way. Let's see, where should I begin? I mean, there are so many wonderful things about your body. I don't know where to start.
Why don't I work my way down? Now, I could talk hours about all the stunning features of your face, but to me it seems like it's your body that's causing you the most grief these days. So, let me start right here with your neck. I love how your skin feels against my lips when I kiss it like this. Or against my teeth when I nibble at it gently. That's a cute noise you made there. Oh, and how your moans and pulse create such a wonderful buzz against my tongue. It just makes me so eager to escalate the situation so I can feel your heartbeat quicken and your sounds turn more needy against my mouth. Just... It leads on to your shoulders. Let me just slip your top to the side a bit so I can get access to them and give them some love. Maybe by rubbing them a bit. Your shoulders are so strong. They carry so much weight and responsibility, and they might be a little tense as a result, but the feeling of them sinking and relaxing when I touch them and work out those kinks and knots makes me so happy. Knowing that I can give you that comfort and calm, it fills me with pride. Oh, and your collarbone. I can't get enough of that little hitch of your breath and subsequent giggle you let out when I kiss and let my tongue trace along it. Oh, yes you do. Yes you do giggle. You know what? Told you so. Aw, you're blushing. Are you embarrassed, babe? Oh, don't be. It's absolutely adorable. And these lovely breasts. God, even through this top, they fit my hands so well. And I can see that you're not wearing a bra at the moment. There's a very clear outline of your nipples through the top. Are my touches getting you worked up, sweetie? Or is it my praises of your body and mentions of how I like to pleasure you? Or maybe it's a combination? Either way, since they have made themselves known, it would be rude of me not to give them a bit of attention, wouldn't it? So let me just... Like it when I just rub them like this, babe. Drawing teasing circles around them, making them even harder through the fabric. How about when I roll them between my thumb and finger? How's that? Oh, those little whimpers tell me that you're very into that. God, I could just burn my face and knees for hours. They're so delicious. Imagine all the fun things I could do with my mouth if you were not wearing this right now. My tongue tracing along your nipples, my teeth leaving marks all the sweet moans that would elicit. And here's your stomach, which I'm guessing is the part that you're most self-conscious about right now. And yes, you have gained weight. There's definitely a bit more cushioning than there used to be. But as I said, putting on weight does not negate how fucking gorgeous you are. Being fat does not mean that you can't be beautiful or sexy. This is all you, and I love you. Let's get that top off you, so I can really show you what I mean. Fuck, baby. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. You're just so perfect. Absolutely stunning. I love how soft your skin is under my hands. How my fingers can kind of sink into you when I grab onto you. You feel so corporeal, so physical and present. Fuck! And now that you're actually naked up here, I can really dish out some pleasurable torture for these darlings. That's it. Just lean into my touches as I grab and fondle these beautiful tits. Oh, I love seeing you squirm like this. And your little noises are so exquisite. God, they send my blood rushing every single time I hear them. And even more so when I make them slightly more high-pitched by using my tongue and lips like this. I'll never get tired of sucking on these and tasting them. Your nipples are just so warm and supple beneath my tongue. How are you doing, baby? You seem a little hot and bothered. I'm glad that I can make you feel good like this. But I'm not done. I think it's time to pull these shorts off and get you all naked. So lift that cute little booty of yours to give me better access. Oh, there you are in all your glory. How your brain could ever convince you that you're not beautiful is a mystery to me, because you, my dear, are absolutely ravishing. And honestly, I can feel my mouth watering at the thought of having those thighs against my face. Come on. Spread those legs for me. I want to bury my face in that pussy of yours. Do you feel my hands running over your stomach and thighs? Grabbing desperately at you? It's because I can't get enough of you, baby. As I said, if I could, I would have my hands on you 24/7 and never let go. I want to feel like we're becoming one with each other. You're so delicious, sweetie. I could just fucking devour your pussy, lap up every single drop. Lap up every single drop of your juices and still want more. And you really are so wet. Is this just from you playing with yourself, or is it my doing? Actually, don't answer that. Regardless, I'm benefiting from it right now. Would you like a finger? Yeah? Maybe two? Oh, there you go. Oh, you're gripping them so tightly. You must have missed us so much. I'm sorry that I didn't see the science paper. If I'd known, I'd taken care of this much earlier. Just lay back and enjoy everything I'm doing to you. Every touch, every lick, every thrust and wiggle. Take it all. That's it, that's it. Are you gonna come, babe? I can feel your pussy clenching tighter around my fingers. Your clit is even throbbing a bit. You wanna come? Not yet, sweetie. See, one thing is me telling you how gorgeous and beautiful you are. Another is for you to actually internalize it. So, what I want you to do is to keep those legs spread and start touching yourself. Feel how wet you are, and use some of that wetness to rub your clit. That's it. Just make yourself feel good. Oh, you look so cute when you're this worked up and flustered. Let's see if I can make your face even more red. Now, I'm gonna say something, and I want you to repeat after me. You can do that? Excellent. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. Come on, you can say it. Please, babe, I want to hear you say it. A little louder. That's it, baby. And don't stop rubbing your clit. Now say, my body is gorgeous the way it is. Babe, don't argue with me. Just say it. Well done. And now, gaining weight does not affect my value as a person. So good for me. And finally, I deserve to be loved and desired. And you are. You are loved dearly, babe. And so desired. Now repeat those four things while you start fingering yourself. Don't worry, I'll help you remember. I am beautiful. My body is gorgeous the way it is. Gaining weight does not affect my value as a person. I deserve to be loved and desired. Good, sweetie. Can you feel the words? How true they are? Don't come yet. Say them again. I am beautiful. My body is gorgeous the way it is. Gaining weight does not affect my value as a person. I deserve to be loved and desired. It feels so good, doesn't it? You are so incredibly beautiful. You deserve to be loved and desired. You deserve to feel good about yourself. You deserve to feel good in general. Again, I am beautiful. My body is gorgeous the way it is. Gaining weight does not affect my value as a person. I deserve to be loved and desired. Are you getting close, babe? Yeah? Then let me get back down there. I want you to come on my tongue and fingers when you have said those things one last time. That's it. That's it. Two down, two to go. God, it tastes like heaven. Last one, almost there, babe. There you go. Now come for me. Come for me, baby. Yes. Let it go. Let it all go. How was that, sweetheart? Was that what you needed, huh? Good. I'm glad to hear that. I wanted you to feel how loved and desired you are. Here. Let me hold you. Now, I want you to please tell me about it if you ever feel like this again. You're my partner. And I want us to be able to talk about this stuff. That's the only way I'll know that you need help. Okay? Whether it's just through conversation or through more hands-on methods. Oh, my beautiful darling. I love you so much. Yeah, I do taste like you, don't I?